This is the Boston Red Sox newsfeed on CONS. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2019. Before we get started, let me tell you about our friends at betonline.ag. The Red Sox have a big series this weekend with the Rays, so go to consmedia.com/win and use code CONS50 for 50% cash back upon your first deposit. So if you think the Sox had that in the bag, go to that link today and try and take home some cash. Last night, Brett Gardner hit a grand slam off Ryan Brazier in the seventh inning for his 100th career home run, completing the two-game sweep of the Red Sox in a 5-3 loss. The Red Sox actually had a three-run lead in this game as J.D. Martinez hit a first-inning solo shot off J.A. Happ, similar to what happened in the ALDS last October. Christian Vasquez then followed up Martinez in the second inning with a two-run home run to make it a three-run ballgame. The Yankees' comeback started in the fourth inning as Clint Frazier hit an RBI double off Nathan Eovaldi. The comeback was completed in the seventh inning when Brandon Workman, who has been great all year, allowed a Frazier single and walked Talkman and Romine to load the bases. Ryan Brazier took over for Workman after he loaded the bases, and then on an 0-2 count, Brazier threw a hanging fastball that Brett Gardner launched for a grand slam, making the score 5-3. Tommy Cano got two outs for the win, while Adam Ottavino retired Eduardo Nunez on a bases-loaded flyout to end the eighth. Then in the ninth inning, Chapman recorded his third save of the season, retiring the side. Nathan Eovaldi looked much more comfortable on the mound, going six innings, allowing one run on three hits, striking out six batters. This was a much-needed start for Eovaldi. With this loss, the Red Sox have dropped to an AL-worst 6-13, the worst start for a World Series champion since the 1998 Marlins. No team has lost 12 or more of its first 18 games and made the playoffs since the 2002 Anaheim Angels. Unfortunately, things don't get easier for the Red Sox either, as they now head down to Florida to play the AL East lead-in Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays are red hot this season, winning all six series they have played and hold an 8.5 game lead on the Red Sox in the division standings. Eduardo Rodriguez, who had a good start his last time out, will be on the mound for the Red Sox, while there is still no official word who will be out there for the Rays on Friday, as Blake Snell was recently put on the 10-day IL list. Be sure to also follow CONS on Twitter at CONS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CONS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox newsfeed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CONS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Ryan LeMay for the Boston Red Sox newsfeed.